This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Bates Funeral Home, Knoxville Raceway, McKay Insurance, Knoxville Farm and Home, Motor and Auto Group, Stan's Drywall, and Harold Trailer Sales. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you'd like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, the Knoxville Recreation Center, Precision Incorporated, Jeremy Dingaman Concrete, Pella Corporation, Edge of the Woods Raspberry Farm, Two Rivers Cooperative, Verduft Agency, and Pella Regional Health Center. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
How are members of one fire department responding to the challenges of the pandemic? In the fourth part of a 10-part program on public safety, let's go in depth with Cal Wyman, Chief of Knoxville Fire and Rescue. So, Chief, how long have you been in Knoxville?
I've been going on about 3 years now. We came September of 18.
And you came from Mason City?
I did.
And so, you enjoying it? Your family enjoying it?
Yeah. This is a job I've always wanted. So everything I've ever worked for, so I'm happy and content. The kids have adjusted to the schools really well. My wife is enjoying it down here, so it's been a good move for us.
Well, how are you doing during these difficult times? How are you and the rest of the fire department doing?
We're doing all right. Everybody throws out the word COVID fatigue, and yeah, it's starting to get to us, especially every call where you have to dress up and all the PPE and stuff, and the deconning of all the ambulances, all the added extra things that we have to do now is, it's starting to add up. It's, we're all, as everybody says, we're all tired. Everybody's working a lot of extra hours. Everybody's, in on their days off and helping to cover calls, especially those days that we are busier. So I think everybody would be hoping for a break shortly.
Yeah, that'd be nice. And so a lot of your calls are COVID related, I presume.
It's kind of hit or miss on the month, depending on where the state and the county is at on their call or on their COVID numbers. December was a bad month for COVID. The start of January was kind of a bad month for COVID. We've kind of flattened out now that the county and the state numbers are dropping. But, yeah, I mean, if you see a spike in the state and county numbers, then we're going to be busier. If the state and county numbers are going down, then our calls for COVID are going down.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by the Pella Hy-Vee, VHR Used Cars, Pella Police Department, Oskaloosa Fire Department, Golay Heating and Cooling, Shomo, Madsen, Humble Insurance in Prairie City, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, and Indianola Memorial Works. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the podcast section at kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, McCoy True Value, Van Wall Equipment, Iowa Realty Knoxville, Pella Cooperative Electric, The Salem Connection, Chasing Dreams Tattoos, City of Pleasantville, Ulrich's Meat Market, Norm Rosendahl Tiling Incorporated, and Manny's Diner.
I continued my conversation with Cal Wyman, Chief of Knoxville Fire and Rescue. One time you told me it was a really busy day, and you told me, I think this was in December, that you'd had 17 calls and that seven of them, you had 17 calls since 7 o'clock and that seven of them were COVID. Is that about the same proportion?
I'd say some days, we had some days in December that were a lot of COVID calls, but that was mainly we were working with the hospital and a care center to get all their residents that had at the BAM treatment. So that was, you know, every patient was two calls from the care center to the hospital, and then from the hospital back to the care center. Those were long days, especially when they were doing, you know, they were doing anywhere from, I think, 5 people a day all the way up to some days they're doing 10 or 12 people a day.
And then all of this is around the other things
that
you do.
And then add that to everything else. Yep. Yeah. It made for some long days.
But emotionally, if you go to a heart attack, where somebody has a heart attack or stroke or something, it's not like you're putting yourself in danger. You're the crew in danger. And so it has to be a whole different kind of stress. I mean, when somebody has a heart attack, you want to get there, you want to help them, but you aren't putting yourself in peril. With COVID, every crew member is putting themselves in peril, right?
Yeah. You know, and that's my kind of my end of the year letter to the council. I talked about that a little bit is where, you know, now you have the public safety chiefs, the hospital executives. You know, we're playing a balancing act now of response times and crew resources with crew safety a lot more than we ever had to. I mean, we've always had to worry about crew safety no matter what. But now with COVID, that's just an added, because you don't know. Every call could be a COVID call. You just don't know. And there's a lot of times they may not have any COVID symptoms. Like you said, your heart attack victim may not have any COVID symptoms. They get them to the hospital. They do their rapid testing on them there. And all of a sudden it's, yep, they do. They have it. Or not. It's like, okay, who was there? You know, okay, everybody had their PPE on. Everybody, very minor exposure. Okay, we can handle that, you know. So it weighs a lot on the administration of both public safety and hospitals keeping staff safe and healthy to be able to respond to everything.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Pella Precast Products, DeYoung Door Service, Peterson Tiling and Excavating, Pet Haven, Eden Crest at the Legacy, Steenhook Appraisal, Creative Landscaping, and the Sign Spot for Wraps. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Houston's on Main, The Downtown Diner, Jersey Freeze, Windsor Manor Assisted Living, Culver's Appella, Craig's Auto, Winfield Funeral Home, Randall Roofing, and Indianola Community Schools.
I continued my conversation with Cal Wyman, Chief of Knoxville Fire and Rescue. Well, I guess I hadn't thought of that the person that you didn't think was a COVID call may well be a COVID call, too.
Yeah, and I think we've been, knock on wood, we haven't had an outbreak here at the fire department, but I think a lot of that leads back to we were very proactive in the beginning. We put a lot of strict policies and procedures in place, and we continue to follow those policies and procedures of wearing the N95 mask on every single call. We wear PAPRs and isolation gowns and stuff on anything confirmed COVID. And we do everything we can to protect our staff because, as with anybody in a rural hospital or a rural EMS setting, we don't have the luxury of a ton of resources. So, you know, if we lose one or two people that have to be out due to COVID, that really hamstrings how we operate and how we can provide service and care to the community and the county. And so we've been really strict on following these policies and procedures that we put in place back in February. And I know there are people that don't like it. I know they're getting tired of them. But I think by doing that and following them still to this day, that has helped us reduce our exposures and potential exposures to our crew members.
So is your mindset different when you go to your calls now? Is there some kind of a nagging kind of feeling?
I think maybe in the beginning there was that kind of that, but I think now it's just become second nature routine for them that they don't think about it as much. So I don't know. Yeah, I think maybe at the beginning it was more kind of a nagging, you know, hey, think about this, do this. But I think now it's just everything's kind of become more second nature that it doesn't we don't think about it quite as much in that aspect of we're taking all the precautions that we can. We're, you know, we're UV lighting the ambulances, we're UV lighting the station, we're deconning everything. And it's just become a way of life for us right now.
It's the new abnormal.
Yeah. It's kind of just became, it's our standard procedures now every day.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Lighton State Bank, Round Window Liquor, the Lemon Tree Tea House and Restaurant, Acura Healthcare, Kyle's Auto Repair, Norwalk Nursing and Rehab, Marion County Auto Body, All Plan Insurance, and Scholl, Shrum, McLaughlin & Company. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Christy Tarr American Family Insurance, Monarca, Jefferson Plaza Leasing, Vanderwall Insurance, Fizz, Pella Rental and Sales, and Vanderlinden Services.
I continued my conversation with Cal Wyman, Chief of Knoxville Fire and Rescue.
Now, did you have any training in anything like this and the rest of the crew? Did you have any training in anything like this beforehand? I mean, before we even knew it was on the horizon.
We talk about infectious diseases in all of our, in all of your continuing ed classes, there's infectious disease portions of it. There's, in your initial training, there's an infectious disease portions. But it doesn't actually get disease specific because there's so many different ones out there. It's just kind of a generic infectious disease class, just kind of generic ice body or isolation precautions. That's kind of, you think back to past history, you had the Ebola stuff, you had the H1N1 stuff. Those of us that were working during those time frames, we had those instances to pull ideas and what we used in those crises to help kind of decide how we handled this crisis. So I think it's your experience, what you've been through in life, the periods in time when you've worked in this. I like to think of a friend of mine told me you have like a slide carousel in your head, and every time you have an experience, you create a slide. And so when something happens, you revert back to that, and you know what worked and what didn't work, and that's kind of how you move forward.
Is the fire department, the crew, everybody that is involved in this, has it impacted just these times? Has it impacted you all? Are you closer? Are just people so tired? I mean, so what have any changes come in the relationships of everybody to each other?
I think our crews have gotten closer just because that's who they associate with now because of, isolation precautions and all that. Everybody's works here is with everybody here, so outside of here, that's who they kind of hang out with now because, for lack of a better term, they feel safe because they know that chances of them having it are either they've already been exposed to it here with them or they don't have it. And so I think our crews have been bonding more that way just because that's who they're hanging out with now. That's who they're talking with. That's who they're dealing with just for the safety factor of it.
Yeah, so they're doing what all of us are supposed to be doing and limiting contact with other groups that we aren't working with. How are your families doing?
They're doing all right. I think they're getting to the point they'd like us home some nights and wish that this was over with so that we could be back to our routines with them and not being in meetings every day and every night and running calls all night and, back to more of a normal family life as well.
There's no way that the community, just regular folks like me, can possibly understand what you all are going through. And so it's hard to even know how to show our appreciation do you feel like what you all are doing and all first responders everywhere, that you're getting the backup and support that you should have?
I think so. I mean, like you said, it's hard for anybody to understand that's not in this profession or not that doesn't handle this line of work to know what all is involved. You know, and obviously nobody here does it for the money. They don't do it for anything. I mean, they do it to help their community. Obviously, that's why we're here. You know, nobody's getting rich doing this. Nobody's, you know, in it for any of the extras. They just want to take care of people, and they want to make sure their communities are safe. And as if we're doing that, that's our goal. That's thanks enough for us. Now we appreciate, you know, the folks have dropped off candy and cards, and I mean, all that is, we totally appreciate that. And that means everything to these guys is, and gals is, you know, somebody showing up with a card or, you know, a plate of cookies or whatever it may be. That to them is thanks enough.
Thanks to Cal Wyman for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIA KRLS.